whole advocacy is anchored on accountability. We are a nation that has for long abandoned an important element of democracy, which is ensuring that the institutions of democracy are held accountable by the citizens. And therefore, when the so-called negotiator for the federal government, Stephen Davis, made the revelation a couple of days ago that he has information from Boko Haram that certain high-profile Nigerians are sponsors of Boko Haram, we issued a press statement asking the federal government to verify the allegations that have been raised by Mr. Davis. And this too should be investigated, and if it is found that they are implicated, then they should be brought to justice.
The government has categorically denied ever hiring this person named David to negotiate on his behalf with Boko Haram. So don't you think that the premise itself is false?
I think government is not being sincere, because on May 4th, this daily paper, which is owned by somebody who is very close to the administration, Ndukayo Ogbemena, published a major story of four negotiators that have been appointed by the government, including Stephen Davis. The government never, from May 4th until Stephen Davis made this statement, never denied the existence of negotiators working for them. Even when the president went to the United States of America on the invitation of Obama for the Africa Summit, he did an interview with the Washington Times in which he said Nigeria has negotiators, even though he failed to mention the negotiators.
But if I may ask, if he said the government has negotiators and he did not name the specific negotiators, and the government is now coming out to categorically deny hiring that specific one, Mr. David, from negotiating on its behalf, then you cannot directly link the government to it, can you?
No, we can link the government, because you can see that the government has its back to the wall. That's why it's reacting now.
But the government said it is investigating the allegations made by the alleged negotiator.
No, but the government is contradicting itself. The Department of State Security said it was going to investigate Ademola Sharif. It's the same arm of government that said that. It's fond of not being accountable, and that's why it always shoots itself in the foot.
All these supporters of the government say are politically motivated, especially when the government has been making effort, they say, in trying to resolve this problem that is affecting everybody irrespective of political affiliation.
This is what it has been saying all along. It's on top of the situation, and territory is falling to Boko Haram, and they are still saying territory is not captured by Boko Haram, and then they turn around, they say they have recaptured. Can't you see the contradiction? You don't recapture something that has not been captured.